Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Storyscaping. Stop creating ads, start creating worlds. By Gaston Legorberu and Darren McColl. Narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. From the Campfire. Making sense of the world through story. Humans have an innate ability to take disparate events and connect them together to create meaning. This is how we understand the workings and threads of the world. A quick peek into prehistoric archaeology reveals that this is how we've pretty much always done it. In 2012, a team of archaeologists from the University of Bristol studied 11 subterranean caves located along Spain's Cantabrian coast. In one of those caves, El Castillo, they discovered the remains of the earliest known cave paintings. They are 1 million years old. An unrelated archaeological discovery, this one in Wonderwork Cave in South Africa, has recently unearthed findings of the earliest solid evidence that our ancient human forebears were using fire. That's right, the first known campfire, which also dates back to 1 million years ago. From these discoveries, it is surmised that cavemen and cavewomen gathered together seeking to share experiences and to narrate and record their stories as much as they gathered for the physical warmth of the campfire. Today, the early origins of those campfire scenes are often used as the obvious illustration of the history and communal value of storytelling. Although that illustration may be helpful, we believe the caveman himself and the origin of language is the more appropriate example to illustrate the value we humans get from stories. Envision a world before structured language, where grunts, frowns, and actions that included a hell of a lot of pointing and hand gestures did all the communicating. We can make the guess that back then, literally showing someone something was the very best way of explaining it. Please park that concept in your head for now, and we'll show you how actions and experiences are also important elements of communication. Before structured language, it was very difficult to express complex thoughts. Even today, it's challenging to string together multiple ideas or even simple concepts without a system or pattern. We use stories as a figurative glue that solidifies a pattern and hardwires it into our brain. Stories are our way of making sense of the world. We relate to places, events, people, objects, and ideas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?